Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. This morning, I woke up. I was joyful and because I could breathe better than yesterday, and I had a voice, and I was just excited for life. And so I looked at my iPad and I saw a couple of headlines that made me stop and think about how we see reality. And what I realized is that, you know, as I had this tear, is that some circumstances that triggered us initially will always trigger us. And so for me, as I shared with you years ago, I stopped looking at the news or even listening to it. I couldn't always see everything, but I could listen, and I stopped listening. And so today, when I saw these headlines, you know, I was triggered. And for certain types of crime, pain generators, hateful behaviors, and any purposeful abuse, they always trigger me and my heart's emotions. And so when I see people who want a second chance to do more harm, to kill again, to spread more hate or maim somebody, my heart immediately says no. You know, there's no second chances for you to prove your humanity, because that has already been questioned after your previous behavior. Now, I know that God handles all justice, and I know that people do deserve a second chance, and I'm not saying that they don't get a second chance, but I don't think they should have a second chance to come back into our communities in the same capacity they did before that allowed them to do the previous misdeed, destruction, and sabotage, because that's what happens when you are participating in crime, hateful behaviors, and purposeful abuse. That's really what's going on. So I think we have to be mindful, and that we have to look at certain past behaviors to keep others in society safe. I can forgive someone who made a bad choice, and I can forgive someone who committed a crime. But that's not the same thing as forgetting. And I don't think we can afford to forget damage at certain levels. And if I'm triggered and my heart is triggered, I have to tell you, my heart just says no. We must not be taken advantage of again, where it causes someone to lose their life or be irreversibly impaired because of another person's actions. So I just want you to think about that. I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning. And that's my puppy shaking her neck, her head. I guess she's wishing you one too. I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a blessed evening of peace. Think about that and let me know your feelings, because I'm thinking that you want people as safe as I want people. And if you've shown that you cannot do the job that you previously had without causing harm, you don't deserve a second chance. All right? Have a blessed day.